Praise the Lord. Let's praise the Lord together. You know, last week we had an open mic, and that's not the day that we usually have an open mic. We usually have that on the first Wednesday of each month. But there was somebody that canceled their ability to speak, and Hines and I talked and decided it'd be a good time to do that. You know, what we found out over the years is that there are a lot of you that sit there and you had something to share, but you didn't get up, you didn't raise your hand, or you just flat ran out of time. And that happened with Craig last week. At the end of the meeting, he came over and he said, "Man, I got something I was going to share." I said, "Well, keep a hold of it. Don't let it go. And next week, I'll get you to open the meeting and you share what you're going to share." So with that, let's welcome Craig Cantrell.
Junim, Gamsa, Hamnida. That's Korean for praise the Lord. Thank you, Kevin. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's good to be here. It's always good to be here with you guys. So I'm going to have some time to reflect on you guys next Wednesday. Instead of being here, I'm going to be on the Manitowoc, Wisconsin, to Ludington, Michigan, car ferry, which was on my wife's bucket list. And so we're going to knock that thing off. And then we're going to go to Traverse City. We're going to spend some time. So I will miss you guys, but I'll have some time to reflect and think about you right about now, 1 week from now. So what I wanted to share with you from last week is something that Lee said. And when he said it, I closed my eyes and I said, "Wow." He said that when you pray, don't pray from here. Don't pray from here, but pray from here. Your gut. That's where the Holy Spirit lives in your body. And I did that, and I was overwhelmed. And I've done that many times. In my quiet time in the morning, I'll think, just, okay, I'm praying from my mind, Lord. And I love you, Lord, with all my heart. And I thank you for Jesus and everything that you've done for us, Lord. And I'm just overwhelmed every time. Pray from your gut. It's really good. Let's pray right now for the meal and for the meeting. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for bringing us together again. We thank you that we can come freely and speak as loudly as we want about you and how much your love for us resides in us and gives us the peace that passes all understanding. We thank you for the food. We thank you for the servers. We thank you for the cooks back in the kitchen. We thank you, thank you, thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for bringing us together. With my mind, I thank you, Lord. With my heart, I thank you, Jesus. And with my gut, I thank the Holy Spirit with everything that I have for everything that you've given me. And in your name, we pray. Amen. Amen.
You know, the thing that Craig shared there really fit in with some thoughts I had this morning about not this meeting, but another meeting I'll be hosting at the real estate office this afternoon. And I thought about the contribution. We call it a workshop, a commercial resources group workshop. And in my thought patterns that I put my notes together for that meeting, I thought about the importance of each person sitting out there in the audience. Some of those are residential people wanting to become commercial real estate agents, but they're afraid of it. And I thought about the commercial agents that sit there many times and they don't say anything because it's not their role. We got leaders. We've got people that lead the meeting and show the pictures on the screen and do these kind of things. So for those that are sitting in the audience, many times we can feel insignificant. But when we have the opportunity to speak up, and this is what I'm telling the people this afternoon, we need to let it be known. Just as Lee shared what he shared last week, and it resonated with Craig, if there's one person, not to say there was just one, but if there was one person, that's enough. And as we start this workshop at the Virtual Properties office, it's going to be important that I don't look at the numbers that attend that. Because it's easy in a spiritual setting, as Hines and I, when we first started this meeting almost 34 years ago, we looked at the numbers and thought something might not be right. And then we realized, wait a minute, God will have who's there that's supposed to be there. The same thing with the fellowship meeting we have at Virtual Properties once a month. The numbers do not matter. I was concerned about the second time we had that meeting that the number was not what I expected. And I had one of the girls, Veronica, come up to me after the meeting. And she says, Larry, please don't stop doing this. Because the number of people here are what God wanted to be here. And that is true. That's true for this meeting. There's a purpose for you being here. And I believe that it is following God's direction. And, of course, our speaker has a special invitation as he comes to share with us today. But you, too, have had a special invitation or you would not even be here. You would find somebody, something else to fill this time slot. As I was thinking this morning about our attitude, as I was thinking about the peace that's available to us when we're operating in the right place with God, I thought about what motivates you or inspires you. If you just think about that, many times we look at people, if it's in the business world and we're striving to meet certain goals and objectives, we look at people and say, man, I wish I could do that. I'm going to set my goal to be just like him. We might be looking in the wrong direction. Because to be like him requires certain abilities, certain talents that you may not have. And it could be very frustrating trying to be like him. If we'll just realize that each one of us is unique, God made us that way, unique and individual, and that spot in his plan is carved out, and we fit right in there like a round peg in a round hole, not a square peg in a round hole. We fit in there perfectly, and that's where we get the peace, knowing that we have the relationship with him through the Holy Spirit, through Jesus Christ. Resurrection, we're able to feel the peace that the world does not understand. As I read this morning, thinking about the peace, the spiritual understanding that the carnal mind can't grab hold of. It's a spiritual understanding that only we can understand what we're talking about. And sometimes our words can't even express the joy and peace that's available that goes beyond anything that our human mind can understand. And that comes about by diligently seeking him. In everything we do, we say, God, help me to make the right decision. Help me to honor you in what I'm doing. See that meeting this afternoon? It's going to honor God. Even though it'll be in a real estate setting, I know it will impact lives there in a way that would not have been impacted had I not been hosting that thing and putting it together. I just know it. And that confidence and assurance doesn't come without the empowerment of the Holy Spirit in my life. Being able to understand the importance of my influence on others as I come in contact with them. Understand that I need to be receptive to their influence on me as we go through life together. You know, so many times when we're when we're choosing our goals, and goals are not what they used to be, you know, because it may be that we decide we're going to do this and that today, and tomorrow something changes direction, and I think that's okay, because the world is changing so rapidly. The one thing we do want to do, if we have accepted Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we want to make sure that that top priority is keeping our relationship with the Lord right, keeping it where it needs to be, so that in a time of storm, we can turn toward Him, and there that peace is, to allow us to be peaceful in a time of storm, in a time that others don't understand how we can be that peaceful. Many times that will make others want to be like us. But what it amounts to is just being what we need to be in our walk in the perfect place that God has, as I said earlier, picked out for us. I was reading in Ecclesiastes this morning. In chapter 4, he says, "And I saw that all toil and all achievement spring from one person's envy of another. This too is meaningless. A chasing after the wind. Fools fold their hands and ruin themselves. Better one handful with tranquility than two handfuls with toil and chasing after the wind." That resonated with me this morning. I remember a time in the real estate business to where I wanted to get my net worth to $1 million. And I achieved that, and I felt the same. Man, I got to go tell somebody. You can't go tell somebody that. And I sort of thought, man, I reached that goal. But it was empty. It wasn't what I thought it would be. And I was a Christian, no doubt about that. But it was one of those accomplishments that I felt was so worthwhile that it sure came way short of my expectations. There may be things that we have set in our mind as a destination that we be disappointed when we get there, or we may even be disappointed while we're there. Greg Hassel calls following Jesus an adventure. Yeah. I think about, in the business world, we say a new venture. Like this meeting this afternoon is a new venture for me. Well, is that adventure and venture are bound to be closely related. And I didn't look it up, but I had it. I'm sure I can Google it. But to me, if you got a venture and you do another one, that's an adventure. Adding one to it, right? Well, that's the way I'm going to interpret it. And here's what I've got to say today. That each one of us should be ready for an adventure as we understand God's role. And I'm glad to see Chris here. Chris is really good at that, understanding what God wants him to do next. Just recently, I wish we had time for you to share, but you can do that again about the, in fact, Gene was involved in it. I tried to be involved. Hines was on writing a book. And Chris put something together that was just terrific, and it was the wrong time for me to stay involved. But I want to encourage you to be on that mindset, understanding how God has gifted you and talented you, and where that new adventure is. It's out there. Amen. Praise the Lord that we have the ability to recognize it, and not only recognize it, but take action with it through the power of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. That's available to us all. Let's praise the Lord together.
Thanks, Larry. I'm Hines Wegener, and Larry and I have had the privilege of co-hosting this meeting since 1985. The purpose is to provide a platform for a businessman to share his faith and how that works in the marketplace. We try to remain denominationally inclusive and politically neutral, and just keep the focus on Jesus and how he's impacted the life of a businessman in all areas of life, but particularly in the marketplace. I think too many times we think being a Christian means going to a building for an hour and a half on Sunday, and then you do the rest of life. That's not the way it worketh. Worketh is the King James Version. What I believe God wants us to do is to continually engage him and interface with him and allow him to come into our lives in the circumstances that we sometimes try to handle ourselves. I was reading a great book called Momentum by Eric Johnson, who's Bill Johnson's son, and both of them write in this, but he said something really astounding. He said, you know, we get to the point where we don't think God wants to bless us anymore. We've been blessed enough, and, you know, now we got to just kind of do right and straighten up. And he said, that's wrong. He says, God wants us to engage in a love relationship with him. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. I asked Tom, I said, Tom, you've got a son, Andrew. Who would you give him up for? I mean, when you think about what Father God did for us, it's crazy. But it's an expression of his wild, amazing, crazy love. And this guy said, if you're praying to God to try to get him to do something, you're probably off base. And what we need to do is rest in and rejoice in the love that God has for us. And part of the way we do that is through testimonies and how men and women share how Jesus has really impacted their life in a powerful way. Also, I want to mention, Larry mentioned Northlands Church. They are doing a seminar starting June 5th. It's a Wednesday, 7:30 to, I think, 9 or something, on the gifts of the Holy Spirit with a practice session afterwards. And it's located on Peachtree Industrial near JR.
Bay Circle.
Yeah, Bay Circle, right across the street from JR's there. But I also have some CDs of a series that Greg Haswell, the pastor, is doing on the Holy Spirit, which is awesome, and also the language of the Holy Spirit. One of the things I want to remind myself and everybody here, too, that we never put things on the tables because we want you to feel like you don't have to take anything or buy into anything when you come here. But if you want to bring something to share, just bring it over on the information table, or the CDs are always up front here. They're always free. But you never obligated to take anything away from here except the love of Jesus, right? You got to take that with you. Okay. Also, our flyer of speakers on the back are other meetings that might be of interest to you. And if you're here for the first time and feel comfortable doing so, just stand where you are, give us your name, how you found out about the luncheon, and the kind of work you're in, or if you're in a job transition, the kind of work you're looking for. So anybody first time wants to introduce himself? Oh, no, you don't have... Yeah. Did he buy your lunch? Okay, then you can't make him introduce himself. Else? First time? Okay, let me...
I'm first time.
Oh, okay.
I'm
Maybe you know John Shaw. I'm following the steps of greatness. Yeah.
And with
Haggai
International.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
Let me go ahead and introduce our speaker.